Today on the Become a Unique podcast, I have a beautiful, amazing soul here by the name of Laura. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So before we even get the show started, you're going to let everyone know who is Laura.
Oh, that's a big question. Well, I'm many, many things and have been many, many things in the past. But at the present moment, I am a spiritual counselor and an intuitive coach. And I am also a psychic medium. So I also help people with my mediumship skills to contact their loved ones and friends on the other side. So that's what I've been doing full time now for probably the last 10 years. So it's quite a switch from my old day job, which was in advertising and marketing. So I've always had these skills. I just made an entire switch of careers, and I had left the advertising business and decided that I wanted to be working with people and helping them make their lives better.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So before we get on the topic of today's show, I want to take a pause for gratitude, and I would love to know, what are you grateful for today?
I'm actually really grateful that I have a wonderful group of friends around me who are very supportive and loving and have always been there in different ways, in the good and in the bad. So I'm very, very, very grateful for having those people around me, because I've really learned over the years that it's not what we're doing or where we are, but it's the people that are around us that are really important and that we should be really grateful for.
Yeah, thank you for that. And that's a beautiful reminder, because sometimes we take for granted what we have. And, you know, the people that's in our lives, we take it all for granted. So thank you for allowing us to pause on your gratitude towards the friendships and people that are around you, because it can allow the listeners to think about friendships that they have around them and to hold, take a moment to hold gratitude for that. So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome. So we're going to talk, you know, you said you are, you know, you're a spiritual lady, you're a spiritual girl. So, you know, you do spiritual counseling, you do mediumship, all this type of stuff. And, I can say for me personally, 6-7 years ago, this conversation would have been a foreign language. Like, what is that? What do you mean? Spirituality, you know, mediumship. I didn't even know what that was until maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. So if I landed in my mid 40s, not knowing what any of this was or not understanding any of that, you know, I definitely think there should be a conversation, the ABC conversation, for all of us to have a beautiful understanding around spirituality, our spiritual team, and mediumship, and know that, you know, just to get more information. Because I think back, I know in life, everything happens, unfolds exactly the way it's supposed to be. But sometimes in our human body, we say, oh, only if I knew this before, only if, you know, I had, you know, I understood these keys earlier on, my life would be different and stuff like that. But I'm a true believer. I arrived when I was supposed to arrive. But, you know, and whoever's listening to this may be arriving at the right time to get this information if they don't already know it. So I would like to start off with spiritual team. What is a spiritual team?
Your spiritual team is I call it your core team. Okay, I'll elaborate a little bit on this. Your core team is your guides, your angels, your masters, whatever you want to call them. Okay, because actually they don't care. And the team that comes in with you at birth and stays with you throughout this entire lifetime. So they've made a commitment to you to be with you and help to guide you and protect you and all those wonderful things. Help you grow and help you evolve as a soul throughout this particular lifetime. Now, sometimes during our life, during certain events, we need other people on our team. And those people can come onto your team permanently, or sometimes they just come on as what I call specialists. So for example, say you decided to write a book, okay? And you needed some help often somebody from the other side, so often somebody with experience in writing or publishing or any of those would come on onto your team in terms of being a specialist to help you with that particular project that you're working on. Now, at other times, there are people that come on, often loved ones or friends that have passed over. They will come onto your team, but usually when they come onto your team, they usually often stay for the duration, for from the point that they join until the end of your this particular physical life, because their roles are usually more of, like, I would call, like, a guardian angel role. Their roles are support and love and protection and all that kind of thing. So each of us has our own team. They vary in size, okay? And it's not the bigger the better, okay? But I will say what I've learned is when I see somebody who has a quite a large team, what that means is usually that they've come in with a mission to help a lot of different people. So if you're helping large groups of people, obviously you're going to need more help, more assistance, more encouragement. That's what determines the size of team. It's not, because one person has a bigger team, it doesn't mean that they're a better soul or anything or more evolved or anything than somebody who might have a smaller team. It's really just about the people that you needed to have on your team to help you to fulfill the mission that you decided on before you came into this particular lifetime. So we all on the other side, a lot of people don't know this, some people do. We decide on the other side what our mission's going to be. We make all kinds of, a lot of people call them contracts. I like to call them agreements because contracts seems very rigid to me, okay? Because they can shift and change. But on the other side, before we come in, we make agreements. We make agreements with the souls that are going to be our parents, with the souls that are going to be our partners and spouses, with the souls that are going to come in through us as children. So we have a lot of agreements that we have on the other side. Now, they're not set in stone. You could come into this lifetime and you could make conscious choices that, for example, if you had made agreements with souls to be your children, if you get here and you decide that, you don't want to have children, or circumstances develop that you don't have children, there's no penalties. It's just that you miss that learning experience. And those agreements are not just for us. They are, like everything in spirit, they are reciprocal. So we agree to help facilitate lessons for those people, and they agree to help facilitate lessons for us. So it's always a reciprocal relationship. It's never flowing one way. That's what I say about spirit. Spirit is always flowing in both directions. In fact, in multiple levels, on all kinds of different levels. So it's an interesting thing. So that, in kind of a nutshell, the Reader's Digest version of who your team is on the other side. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because like I said, I was completely unaware that I have a spiritual team around me. I didn't know
Yes,
that
you
it's
do.
been just a few years ago. I didn't know I had support and system. A lot of times we're raised, oh, you need help, pray to God, which we should, but also to understand that we were born with a whole team around us that has been supporting us along the way, and that we have the power to talk to them and, I mean, call on them and so on,
Absolutely.
and just know that they're there and give them recognition as well too for the support that they're helping us with along this journey called life.
Absolutely.
So someone that's listening to this may be like, oh, okay, do I feel them? Like, I didn't know this, and so on. Like, how I wonder how many people I have, and so on and so on. Like, they may want to get deeper. Are they male? Are they female? Like, how would you answer a question like that if someone came to you and it's like, well, how many people? When are they around? Are they watching me take a shower? They're asking all these questions and wondering, I thought I was by myself. I didn't know someone's always around me. How many people? Is it my grandfather? Who is it? Like, What would you answer
Well,
to?
that's a big question, but the whole shower thing is funny because when I first realized this that we were never alone, you kind of get that feeling, but it's just instead of looking at it as a fearful thing, I just started looking at it as a wonderful thing because these aren't physical, you have to remember, these aren't physical people. These are people in their energetic their energy. Okay, so we're always surrounded by energy, and everything is energy, even though the solid things that we think are solid are not. For example, the desk, the chair that you're sitting on, the kitchen that you're in, all those things are simply energy. Okay, and even us, we are energy, even though we seem solid, we are nothing but energy. Okay, and I actually came from a scientific, more of a scientific background. So this helped me a lot. And one of the things I love the most is the new physics is proving all scientifically, quote unquote, a lot of the spiritual beliefs that have been around for thousands and thousands of years with all the new quantum physics and that they're actually proving that, multidimensionality, all those things are real. Okay. But in terms of feeling your team, the best thing to do is really getting in touch with yourself because a lot of people think of like reaching up to heaven or reaching up to God or reaching up to spirit. And what I always tell people, you can't just reach up. Okay. The thing is, you have to go in and then up. So the more that you connect with yourself and your heart self, your soul self, some people like to call it, some people like to think of it as their inner child, the more you connect deeply with yourself, the more you're going to be able to connect with all those around you in spirit. Okay. So anything that helps you deeply connect to yourself is going to help you connect more and more to all the energies around you, whether it be your guides and angels, or whether it simply be the human angels that are all around you. Okay. Whether it be family and friends. Because you have to remember, we're around people a lot. But a lot of people are only connected in a very superficial way. But we can deepen that connection as well with people in the physical as well as in the non-physical. So anything that helps you to connect to yourself. Now, that's different for some people from person to person, but there are some certain things that are pretty well universal. The one that helped me the most was meditation. Okay, in developing a true meditation practice. And when we say practice, that doesn't mean like a couple times a week. Okay, when we're talking about practice, that means every day. And it doesn't matter if you look at, I always say that prayer is asking and meditation is listening. If you want to look at it in that sense, okay. So, meditation is something that helps you with all four pillars of our existence, which is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, all at the same time. So if you really want to connect deeper to yourself and deeper to those around you in spirit or in life, meditation is a wonderful practice. The other one that I've found in my own life and with my clients, it's really helpful is yoga. Any experience that helps you connect to your body. So it's not only yoga, but it's also things like Tai Chi. Some people do certain forms of martial arts. All those things help you connect. One of my greatest connections is being outdoors, being in nature, connecting with nature, because my belief system is God is everywhere. Everything is God. God's energy is everywhere. And it's just really, really strong for me personally when I'm out in nature. And the more towards wilderness, okay, the better, okay. So the less man-influenced parks and any kind of nature is wonderful, but when you actually get out into the woods, out into the wilderness, that's a wonderful way to connect to your guides, to your own spirituality, so that you can connect more deeply with them. Don't worry about names and whether they're male or female, because I'm telling you right now that they're not really male and female any more than we are really, okay? In the sense that as spiritual beings, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So these bodies are important to that experience, very important actually, but they're not the be all and the end all. What we are is really a spiritual being, and connecting to that essence is what's going to get you connected to everything else. Does that
Thank
make
you.
sense?
Definitely. I mean, well, you're saying that going to meditation, getting out in nature, which could be difficult for a lot of people in our Western culture, life. It's always about go, 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 go. I gotta get this done. I gotta get more money. I gotta get more of this. I gotta get more of that, and opposed to doing the opposite and just allowing yourself to become still and dig into that meditation. So it sounds like, in order for us to start to connect with spirit, we got to put the work in too. We can't just say, "Spirit, where are you?" And then they just say, like Houdini, "I'm here." It's not like that. You got to start to put the work in so you can hear those whispers. And so my next question would be, how do we know it's, our spiritual team or spirit talking to us or giving us messages? Like, how are we communicating with them? We go out there in nature, we're sitting there doing meditation. How do we truly know it's spirit or if it's just like our thoughts?
When you get really quiet, you start to hear messages. Like, I don't mean like somebody talking to you. There's all different ways. Like, a lot, this is why we have to connect to our body. One of the ways that when I'm working with people, that I know that I'm getting answers truly, and that they're right on target, is I feel things in the body. And one of the things I feel the most is, like, it's like energy literally running up and down my body. It's like tingles running up and down my body. And when I feel that, I know that what I'm saying to somebody, that I've translated it and I've gotten I it's spot on. Okay, it's what they need to hear. It's the truth. So that's for me. It works for some other people, but a lot of it's experimentation, because your guides and angels will use different techniques. And if you respond to those techniques, then they know that that's the best way to reach you. And this is the thing, okay? This is why we have to start listening to our own intuition and our own gut feelings, and accepting, and also verifying that and doing something with it, okay? So because if we don't acknowledge it in some way, our angels just basically say, "Oh, that didn't work. We'll have to try something else." Okay. So it's kind of like taking some kind of action. And I always say to people, it doesn't have to be huge. It could be baby steps. It could be as simple as, okay, I'll give you a classic one. It's we get this feeling that we should really get in touch with somebody. Okay. It's happened a couple times. And we're like, "Oh, I just really feel like I should call Sally, or I should text her, or I should get in touch with her, or I should pick up the phone." And when you do that, then your guides, your angels know, okay, she's gotten the message. So whatever we did to prompt her to do that, we know that we can do that again, and she's going to do it. But if you just kind of go, "Oh, it's just my imagination. I'm just not going to do that," then it's like they know that that's not working. So again, like you said, you can't just sit on your couch and expect your angels to do everything for you. You have to take some action, okay? And it's also a conscious choice. Choice is a huge part. Earth is known as the schoolhouse with conscious choice, okay? It's free will. Okay, that's what free will is all about. Free will is about making a choice. And if you really want to start getting closer to your guides and angels, you have to make a conscious choice to do that. And that starts the whole energy rolling. That starts the ball rolling, and then they know they want to speak with you.
It's so true, because like I said, just a few years, maybe let's say a little over 5 years ago, I was completely unaware of that I had access to my spiritual team, and they don't arrive the moment I ask for them to arrive, but I am learning more and more every day how
Yeah,
to
it's a
see,
process.
how to see them. Or when the messaging comes, I'll be like, "Oh, that's them," or I understand, like, the little tiny, the whispers, because they don't come when they, for me, when they come and speak to me, they don't come and be like, I'm here when I say do this.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
such a little whisper. And so, and it's a lot of times if I don't jump in on that moment, I lose it. So it's like, for me, so I'm like, oh, I have to remember to listen to that, opposed to just kind of brushing it down. So for me, it's the tiniest whispers, but I'll be quiet enough to hear them. And that's
Well, and it's also other types of signs. Like, this is what I tell people. Probably the first thing to do is switch your thinking and realize that there's no such thing as accidents. Okay. There's no such thing as coincidences. It's all synchronicities. And this is a huge way that our guidance comes to us. It's synchronicities. You run into this person and they have the exact piece of information that you were looking for. Okay. You forgot your key. This one has literally happened to me. You forgot your keys, so you got to go back upstairs to get your keys, and then you get in your car, and then you start driving your normal route, and then you hear on the radio that on your normal route, the exact place that you would be driving through, had there's been this huge, six-car pileup. And if you had left at the original times, if you hadn't gone back up to get your keys, you would have been in the middle of that 6-car pileup and you probably would have been seriously injured or dead. Okay. This is what I'm saying. Like, these kinds of synchronicities happen to us all the time, but people ignore them. Okay. And this is the kind of thing that you have to start going, wow, there is really something to this. And, I'm going to start listening to these things. And and it's with people too. Okay. This is another part of our own intuition and guidance. And sometimes when we think it's our own guidance, it's really our guides whispering in our ears, helping to protect us. Because you'll meet some person and you'll go, oh, there's something really off about that person. I don't really like that person. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel I should be around this person. And then you find out. So then you follow your own, what you think is your own advice, and you stay away from that person. Then you find out later on that that person could be a very dangerous person, or they're unhealthy, or they're just not a good person for you to be around. Okay. And so that's what I mean. We have to start listening to her. And the opposite is true. Like, that's a very negative example. But you might meet somebody and kind of be shy, or this is somebody you're meeting for the first time, but you feel this connection. Like, you feel like, I'm not even talking about romantic. I'm just talking about this incredible connection that, oh my God, you feel like, I'll give you an example of my own life. I ran into this woman at a networking event, and we just clicked right away. And I mean, I can tell you this. I thought that, we just clicked. We felt like we'd known each other for 10 years. Okay, so that was a couple of years ago, and this woman is now one of my closest and best friends, and I feel like we've known each other forever, and we call each other our sisters from another mother. Okay, so there's those kinds of things as well, and this all these things, all these little bits and pieces, they add up to having that connection, and so it's a process. It's not something that happens overnight.
I definitely agree with you 100%. One of the quotes that I say very commonly on this podcast is life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. And
Exactly.
so, meaning kind of like in reference to your example about the keys, like, that's a very, not saying it's a small example, but a lot of things happen to us. Oh, and then someone can easily be upset. Oh my goodness, I don't got time for this. Why did I leave my keys? Now I got to waste
Yeah.
time going back. And they're in that energy. And now that I'm realizing more and more every day that life is not happening. It's not happening to me. It's ha happening to me. It's happening for me. I
Yeah.
hold grace when things like this happen. Like if a hiccup happens through my day, I know it's all in my favor because I say, as long as I know I'm walking my path through life with as much integrity and honesty, I know whatever happens, for me, this is my feeling is that it's really for me, even though it may seem like it's the worst thing in that very moment, it will pan out to tell me, for something, whatever it was, the protection, the bigger picture.
Yes,
Sometimes you
yes.
gotta get rid of something to get something bigger or whatever the case is. So a lot of us may be listening and be like, well, I kind of been doing that all along, And when I don't like her, I tell her, I ain't messing with that person and stuff like that. Or, I vibe with her. That's what, so just as a reminder that yes, all of this has been your spiritual team supporting you along your way throughout your whole life. So even if you start to hear some familiarities throughout your life by this conversation, know that a lot of that is our spiritual team that is surrounding us and supporting us. And just understanding that to me just allows me to see things a little bit, differently, and also hold a lot more, gratitude around it to it, around it as well too.
Well, that's the big difference. I think you've hit the nail on the head. The big difference is being consciously aware, okay? Because a lot of us have experienced these things all our lives, but we really haven't been consciously aware of what they really mean and what purpose they serve in our life. And I love what you say that, life isn't happening to me, it's happening for me. Because we have to cut you hear all this talk about awakening. That's what awakening means. It means starting to notice these things instead of just kind of taking them for granted or not even really noticing them. Okay. It's called mindfulness. Okay. It's being aware of what's going on within you and around you. And that's, when you talk about living a spiritual life, that's really what it's about. It's a lot of times the things that are happening to you and around you, they don't really change in so much of it as they change because you're now aware of them, where they could have been happening for decades and you never noticed. Okay. And as soon as you start to notice things, all of a sudden you notice all these other things, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's the wonderful thing about it.
So beautiful. I'm so grateful for this conversation, because it's so, I so well needed, because like I said, I was unaware, and I know if I was unaware, there's many more that was unaware. And a lot of times when we have deceased relatives pass, a lot of times people will be like, "Oh, I have another angel, I have a new angel," and stuff like that. And then now this is someone that they may start to communicate with. "Oh, I know that was my father. I know that was my grandfather," and stuff like that. Is it their father or grandfather when people feel like it is, or is it someone from the original spiritual team doing the same stuff they've been doing? What do you think?
Well, often it can be a deceased relative or friend. And usually the reason people know that it's that person is because they deliver some kind of sign that is very specific to them. Okay. I'll give you an example. When my beloved Tim passed away about 10 years ago suddenly. To preface this, when we bought beer or liquor, it was always in the trunk. Okay. It was never ever inside the car. It went into the trunk. Okay. And about three, 4 weeks after he'd passed, I opened up my car door, and sitting, on that ledge between the seat and where the rim of the door is a can of Kokanee beer. And a Kokanee beer is a beer that's only sold here. It's from BC, Canada. And that was Tim's favorite beer. And I'm looking at this full can of beer, and my chin is now on the floor because, number one, we never put beer in the car. And this is like a month after he passed away. And I don't drink beer, so I don't buy beer. And here's this can of Kokanee. And it was very specific to Tim because it was Kokanee and it was his favorite kind of beer. That's what I mean. That's how I knew that it was him. And like for other people, sometimes, it can be as subtle as, at a woman, she would always smell her grandmother's perfume when her grandmother was around her. And, and she'd always smell that fragrance. I had another client who's, these smells are very powerful things, scents. And his father always smoked this one kind of cigar, and he knew every time his father was close to him because he would smell that cigar smoke. And another gal, her mother loved tulips. She was crazy about tulips, and this woman would see tulips, either real tulips, or she'd be driving by, and there'd be a billboard, and there'd be something with tulips on it. This is what I'm saying. When it's somebody from the other side, they always give you a sign or a message, regardless whether it's a sight, a smell, a feeling, something crazy like, dropping specific coins, all kinds of things like that, that has a connection that you know to that person. That's how you know that it's somebody from the other side. Okay. And it's not your regular
Your
team.
regular
Okay.
team. Okay.
Yeah, because they always do something very specific that you will recognize them for, you know. And
Okay.
sometimes it's only something that you would know. Like in some, this is another thing, hearing, like music. Like sometimes there's a specific song that was very, very important to you and to this particular person. And all of a sudden, you haven't heard that song sometimes in years. And all of a sudden, you hear it like 3 times in a day. Like, that can't be coincidence. Okay. Like I said, I don't believe in coincidences anymore, and I don't believe in accidents. Okay. Or you end up meeting 3 people in a single day that knew this specific person. Like, there's all kinds of different ways it can happen. And like I said, spirit will use the ways that they find that will work, whether it's spirit as in your team. Or your loved ones from the other side. Spirit is a general term that I use for that whole c conglomeration, including that essence of God. However you see God, it doesn't really matter. Your own personal version of God, because my own personal belief is God is everywhere. God is energy. God is not an old man sitting up on a chair. Okay. God is everywhere. It's in everyone. It's in everything. I think when this is why I think I had such an incredible thing with nature, because when I looked at nature, that was God to me. That was all God's creation. And even when I look at people, we're God's creation. So, that energy is everywhere, everywhere and everything.
Yeah, so beautiful. And thank you again for those reminders, because just to let people know they're not going crazy or anything like that,
Oh,
and that
absolutely not.
and that their loved ones are there. Now, when their loved ones d do those pop-ins, do you think they're just coming in to say hey, or the person will just know what it meant when it comes through?
I think they'll know with the particular thing because they come in with a lot of different purposes. Sometimes it's just to say hello and I love you and let you know that they're there for you, and also to let you know that they're fine. They're wonderful on the other side, okay? Sometimes people can come with warnings. Sometimes they come with love. Like if you're very, say you're going through a very difficult time and you're very depressed and you're very sad, they will often do things to cheer you up, to make you laugh, to make you feel loved, to distract you from whatever is, a very, if you're going through a very difficult time. I actually know one person who literally her mom dropped money for her. I don't know how this exactly was done, but she was in a dire strait. She needed money and she didn't have money to pay her rent. And all of a sudden she was walking through a parking lot and she got into her car and she was closing her car and she got her jacket, her coat, caught in the bottom of the car. So it made her look down and it made her, and there was this envelope. It's just like a plain white envelope. And there was a couple of $1,000 in it. And it's just like, yeah, it's just like, oh my God, she needed money. And she said to me at that time, she just felt it was like she felt her mother hugging her. And so she knew that it was her mother that had sent her this money. So, those kind of things get, well, and it's like the can of beer story I told you about. I don't know how these physical manifestations happen, but you know what? I stopped trying to figure it out. I don't care.
But you said everything
I
is
care.
energy.
Exactly.
Even the
It
physical
manifests
manifestation.
energy. So they, some things are so beyond our understanding in the physical that I used to always try to figure them out, but my guides kind of slapped me upside the head and said, just don't
Just
worry
take
about
them.
it. It just happens, right? It didn't ha it doesn't matter how it happens. The real important thing is that it does, and it can, and it will.
Exactly. So someone may be listening and be like, okay, is there a way that I can connect with my loved ones on the other side? How can they connect, and what is it called to connect to the other side?
I think, we talked about some talking about prayer. Now, you can be formal in prayer. Like I said, prayer to me is just asking. If you want somebody to connect to you, whether it be a guide, an angel, or some a loved one on the other side, you can ask. Okay. You can ask and ask them to connect with you in whatever way is best for you. This is a very spiritual principle. Okay. When you ask for something, you ask for something that's for them to connect with you in the most meaningful way, or in the way that's in your highest good. Okay, that whenever you're asking for something, I always suggest people that ask in that way, because that way you're making sure that you're dealing with the highest possible energies. Okay, so connect with me in the highest for my highest possible good. Now I need to make people aware of something. Even mediums, okay, as a medium, we don't go out and grab people and say, "Hey, come talk to me." Okay. Mediums are an antenna, okay? And we're like a antenna of a radio station. We receive stuff. But the people on the other side, they have to make the decision to come and talk to us, okay? We don't make the decision to go and talk to them. They come and talk to us. This is why I'm saying, if you want somebody to move closer to you, or you want a connection with somebody on the other side, you have to ask them. Because they have to come to you. It's not like you're going to them. They're coming to you. Okay. So that's the thing to always remember. And then be observant, because it's the same thing as your guides. They will find ways of communicating with you, and they'll experiment to see which ones that you react to. And if you're not responding, they say, "Oh, that's not working. I got to try something else." So it's the same kind of process that you do with your guides that we talked about earlier, as you do with other people on the other side.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for giving us the power to understand that we can go out to seek to try to not go out, go within.
Go within. Yes, there's the key. Go within.
to try to connect with our loved ones on the other side. But we're in this environment of instant gratification. I don't got time to be waiting and figuring this out and waiting for them. And then they will seek a medium.
Well, yeah,
A
sometimes,
medium is someone like you. Not everyone is a medium, and not every psychic is a medium. So we also have to understand a medium is a person that is able to have an antenna to connect to the other side. But I love that you said you have to wait to see if they want to come over, because not everyone, just because you're a medium doesn't mean they're going to come to you.
nope. I never know. I never know who's going to show up, and I'm very upfront with people. The person that you want to show up may not be the person that shows up, and often it's somebody else that has a message for you. And often people on the other side will speak through somebody else, okay? For whatever reason, who knows? Again, don't try to figure it out. For whatever reason, they're not willing to come forward, but they will deliver a message through somebody else. Like, say you want to speak with your mom on the other side. And for whatever reason, she can't or doesn't at this particular time. And your aunt, who's on the other side, might come forth and deliver a message for her. You just never know who's going to show up. So I always tell people, just really be open and accepting of whatever messages you receive, and know that that's what you needed. That's the perfect message for you at that perfect time.
Now, are there times when no one comes through for you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Because somebody, see, most of my mediumship, I used to do some mediumship one-on-one, but you got into those situations where nobody came through, and people were very disappointed, and obviously, and I'm disappointed, and they're disappointed. So most of my mediumship work I actually do in person, in groups. I don't do medium, I ship over electronic media. My psychic sessions work very, very well. Actually, I like doing them better actually over online than actually doing them in person. And the reason it works better is the energy connection is better because you're safe and secure in your own home where you feel very comfortable. I'm in my own space where I can control the energy. So we're both controlling our own energy and there's no interference, like going to see somebody in another location because there's all kinds of interference in those things. Okay. So when we're talking about a psychic connection, it's actually, I found it better since COVID, actually doing it online. But when I do mediumship sessions and I'm contacting people on the other side, I find it works better for everyone, including me and including whoever I'm dealing with, to do them in person and to do them in a group setting. Because then you have multiple people coming through. And you also have very strong souls who come in. The first one who comes in a mediumship session is always a very powerful, very strong soul. Okay. And they open the veil for everybody who comes in after them. Okay. And then the last person in that session is usually the person that closes down the energy, and they are also a very powerful soul. So I find in a group setting that you're more likely to get more people coming through than you would on in a one-on-one mediumship session. And not only that, I find that people gain more from those sessions because they're not only getting their own messages, they're also gaining from all the messages that come through for other people.
Okay, this is so great to hear, and I love your integrity about behind your mediumship because some people may
Oh,
take
they're
it.
not. Yeah, I'll be the first to admit there's people. You know what? Like in every profession, there's people with integrity and people without. Okay, and there's a lot of people. I always tell people, even especially, well, we've talked about the mediumship, but even in my spiritual counseling with doing my psychic work, my guides have always told. I tell it like it is. Like I am here as a translator. I am not here to sugarcoat stuff to change the meaning of what I'm being told. I'm being told stuff. I interpret it the best possible way I know how, and I deliver it to the people. Okay. It's not about entertainment. Okay. There's lots of what I call entertainment psychics out there, and they coach stuff. And when I say coach, I mean they sugarcoat stuff. They often are not in integrity. They'll simply tell people what they want to hear. Okay, my guides have none of that. None of that going on. They want to deliver what you need to hear, what's in your highest, and this is what they always tell me. Whatever is in the person's highest and greatest good at that particular moment in time, that's what they're here for. They're not here for party favors. Okay. I don't do any of that work. I don't do parties. I don't do psychic shows. I don't do any of that stuff because, if they want to do it, that's fine. But I don't believe that those are the best environments to deliver what's in somebody's highest and greatest good. And that's certainly not where I do my best work because there's all kinds of this energetic distractions and things going on that might not be a, let's just say, of the highest energy. So I don't do that kind of stuff. But if other people want to do it, that's fine with me. That's their choice.
So now, if you like you say you're a spiritual coach. So do you take, like, let's say you get a client and I'm like, hey, help me. I want to be your client. But for some reason, just like your mediumship, well, are you always able to channel into every person? Or are there some people you just can't connect with?
Okay, it's a scale. It's a scale. Okay, some people right away, our energy is this mass and I have incredible connection with. Okay, that's always a wonderful connection. I can connect with most people. Very seldom is there somebody I cannot connect at all with. And sometimes there's people I don't want to connect with their energy. Okay. So there's people that I enjoy working with more than others, but I'm always here to help people. Very seldom is there, I probably, there's probably, well, I've been doing this full time for over 10 years. There's probably maybe a handful of people that I would say over all that time or over all those hundreds and hundreds of sessions that I have not been able to connect with. It's a very rarity. It's just more of a sliding scale of my connection is always good. Sometimes it's excellent. And those are the most fun for me. Okay. So and everything in between those two. Okay. So yeah, because let's put it this way. If I had an absolutely excellent connection with everybody in the world, there'd only be need to be one of me. Okay. But there's all kinds of people, just like friends and family. Nobody connects with everybody on the same level. So that's what happens. And you know, there's been a couple people when I've just gone, you know what? I'm not feeling this. It's not working for me. And you know, and I say, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, you obviously need to be with somebody else and not with me. But like I said, that's a extreme rarity that that happens, but I have had that. Other cases are people that come to me under the influence, okay? And I don't care whether it's alcohol or whether it's drugs, and I'm even talking some prescription drugs, okay? Certain types of drugs, especially mood altering medications, are I can't read people when they're under those circumstances. Because what happens is their energies are so, I call them, when I look at their energy, it looks like scrambled eggs. Okay. So it's very hard to connect energetically with somebody who's under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. So if that's what you're doing, see you later. Okay. Now it when it's recreational. Now there's some people who have to be on medications for their own health. And some of those, like I said, mostly anything that mood altering drugs, they can't help that. But I say upfront, I can't, I know right away when I reach into somebody's energy, when I feel into their energy, that I'm not going to be able to read them, and I just tell them that right away. But again, that's a those are
And
very
are you able to see that right away, or do they have to do like a questionnaire and you're like, okay, I know they're
oh
on?
no, I can read, I can walk by somebody and read their, I can walk into a room and I read everybody's energy.
Okay, so you like,
Now
okay.
whether I'm doing a lot of times when I'm just out and about, it's on a subconscious level. And it's on a very superficial level. When I'm in session, I go into somebody's energy very, very deeply. It's a different thing.
So now you call it spiritual counseling. Now, do you do sessions? Not sessions, like packages, like, oh, 10 packages so we can work through this. Or does someone just say,
Okay.
I don't want this, I just want you to give me a reading and let me know what's going on?
Yeah. Classically, I got away from using the word reading because there's a lot of people doing readings out there that were of that type we've already discussed that I don't do. So this is why I call them sessions. But I do private sessions, one-on-one sessions, one-off sessions. Okay. It would be the same, but my sessions are a mixture of readings and giving people, my guides get with your guides, and we give you also recommendations, what would work best. We answer questions. So I allow people to come in with questions. I say, you know, you can ask specific questions. You can come in and we can look at different areas of your life. We can look at specific people. That's the framework of a private session. Okay. My spiritual coaching is an ongoing program where I use spirit to help you with your life. Okay. In an ongoing way, like a traditional coach would, but it's very different than traditional coaching because we're dealing directly with spirit, and spirit deals directly with the core issues. Okay. A lot of coaching, regular traditional coaching out there, tends to be dealing with symptoms. Okay. And I call that band-aid work because you're dealing with symptoms instead of dealing with the root cause of the issue. Spirit always goes boom. And the thing with spirit I love is your issues might be from things that have happened to you in this life, and they might also be things that you've carried over from past lives. Okay. So if it's that, spirit will also help you deal with those issues as well. Okay. So it's very different. So those are ongoing, and usually I work with people in terms of the spiritual coaching. My program is called Create the Life That You Really Want. Okay. And I do it in 3 month modules. So it's very flexible. And I've had people that deal with me anywhere from one module of 3 months to several years, depending on what the issues and things that they've got going on in their life. So it's both healing those issues, it's support, it's helping them to get clarity on things that are going on in their life. And it's also about helping them develop their own spiritual intuition, their own intuition and guidance, getting in touch with that. Because my guides always say they're not here to make us dependent on them. Okay. They're here to help us so that we can grow and we can start learning how to use our own guidance and our own intuition to help us in our own lives. But sometimes we all need direction. Sometimes we all need confirmation. One of the biggest things that spirit does is give us confirmation of our own intuition. Because then it makes us go, oh, I actually got it right. You know, and then we go on and we've got more confidence and we can get better at it. Okay. And, you know, I'll tell you something. There's a lot of people, like I have an ability to get all kinds of wonderful information for other people. But sometimes I have difficulty getting information for myself because we get in our own way. And so then I have other people that I deal with, okay? And I'll put this out there. Any psychic or clairvoyant, I don't care what they're calling themselves, who says that they don't need anybody else because they get all their stuff themselves. I can tell you right now, and I get in trouble for doing this sometimes, but I can tell you right now they got an ego problem. Okay. If they're telling you that they're the be all and the end all of everything, including for themselves, they got an ego problem. Okay. Because nobody, the ones you know that are real and genuine are the ones who tell you things like I just told you. There are times when I get stuck on things. I can't get something for myself. And I need assistance from somebody else. And I'm not, maybe at that particular time, I'm not hearing my own guides clearly enough to get the, you know, we get in our own way. And that will always happen when we're in, that's what I've been told by my guides. As long as we're in the physical body, as long as we're human, that will always happen. Okay. When we're in spirit, that's a whole different story because we are energy and we're directly connected. And we have a totally different view, but we're still evolving. Don't get me wrong. Even when we're on the other side or as a soul, our evolution never stops. Whether we're evolving here or whether we're evolving on the other side, the reason everybody wants to get here to planet Schoolhouse Earth is because we can evolve so much faster here. Okay? Because we have all those challenges. You know, all those challenges we all hate. Those are actually the things that are helping us grow. Okay. The reason that we evolve more slowly on the other side is because those challenges don't exist. Okay. So there you go.
It's like a spirit made you answer my question as you were speaking. And as you were speaking, I was thinking in my mind, I was like, you know, because you said the goal is to allow you to be able to tap into your own intuition and
Exactly.
understanding that. And then when you said that, I said, yeah, I feel like I'm starting to understand how to tap into it. But I said, I got an issue. I don't know sometimes if it's ego or my intuition. So I'm bouncing sometimes back and forth with that. And then, like you said, even as a spiritual guide, you still need to tap out to help you, kind of
Sometimes,
navigate that,
absolutely.
navigate with that as well. I was like, oh my goodness, she said exactly like what I was thinking. 'Cause I'm like, is this my ego? Or is this like, was this really the intuition? Like, so I'll like go back and forth with my mind. Like, am I in my mind or am I in my body? I'm not sure. But it's still like such a learning process.
And it never stops. That's the thing that people have to realize. It's not like all of a sudden, since I've developed my abilities and stuff like that. I'm always learning. That's what I tell everybody. Every session that I'm in, I don't care what kind of session it is, I'm always learning something. Like That's what I told you about spirit being reciprocal. Because yes, I'm giving all this wonderful information. I'm helping other people, but as I'm doing it, I'm also getting all this wonderful help and healing myself. That's the same thing as with like physical healers, like energy healers and Reiki healer. I don't care what kind of body worker you are. You're also in those sessions because everything's energy as you're helping those people heal. Whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritually, you're also getting healing yourself. So it's always there. Nothing is ever one-sided. And see, actually, they just that's a good thank you. That they do that sometimes. That's a way to know too whether it's your ego talking or whether it's really you're getting into your own guidance and your own intuition is. If ever something is totally one-sided, guess what? That's your ego. Okay. If ever you're being told to do something that's like super selfish or that's going to hurt or impact another person in a negative way, you can guarantee that that's your ego, okay? Because spirit will never tell you anything that will hurt you, whether in the short term or the long term. Or that will negatively impact another person, or even an animal, or the earth, or anything like that. That if you are getting things like that, you can automatically know that that's not spirit talking to you. Because spirit, that's not the way it works. Spirit is always about advancing people. Now, it doesn't mean that sometimes we won't get messages that are challenging to us. We won't get nudges to do things that are maybe outside our comfort zone. That's something different. Just because it's outside your comfort zone or you might be a little bit afraid of doing it, that doesn't mean it's bad or negative or it's not your true intuition. In fact, most of the time, I can tell you right now, most of the time when we get nudges and feelings that we need to do something that's outside our comfort zone, you can pretty much be guaranteed that that's spirit because that's what spirit wants us to do, okay? Because that's the way we grow. We can sit in our little safe little box. We can do that for our whole life, but we're not going to grow very much if that's what we do.
And we come here to evolve and grow. And so, the challenges are here to help us. And
Exactly.
a skillful sale, like one of my other favorite quotes is like, you don't get a skillful sailor through smooth seas. Like, there,
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I'm saying it a little backwards, but this is,
Well, it's just like boats were never built to stay in the harbor. The boats were built to go out to sea, okay? So you can have the prettiest, one most wonderful boat, but if you never get out of the harbor,
What's the purpose?
what's the purpose? Exactly.
The
Okay.
purpose. This has been such a beautiful conversation, and I feel like we went on such a beautiful journey of understanding that every single one of us listening here in this physical form has a spiritual team. And then, we really started from the ABCs, understanding our spiritual team is here to support us, understanding different ways of listening and tuning into it. And I also loved how you just finished off by saying, the lessons, and which is so true, because I feel like 10 years ago, I'll be like, why is this happening? And blaming other situations on something. And now I swear everything, I can hear someone else's story. I'm finding every lesson there is. It's
Yeah.
like I'm annoying because I'll be like, oh, well, instead of me like siding with the person, I'm like, well, this is the lesson. And all the time, I'm like, and it's so irritating to other people because they want to just like blame it on everyone else. And I'm like, well, the lesson was, bleh. And that's like all I can see now is like lesson, lesson, lesson. And I take it from just seeing other people's situations and so on. And it's very, I hope I'm not jinxing myself. Because sometimes it's very difficult for me to like really get upset because I'm like, oh, well, it wasn't meant, the lesson was this, or Where in the past I may have been more like, holding resentment or anger, like, oh, why is it this way? Why is it not the way my ego wants it to be? And then now I think I'm in a place where I'm starting to see, like, okay, what's this telling me? What do I need to evolve within myself? What is the lesson here? And like you said at the very beginning, we come here to the school of earth for these lessons. And it would be bring us so much peace if we understand life is not happening to you, it's happening for you.
For you, absolutely.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So beautiful. Such an amazing conversation. You took us through a beautiful journey on through the whole conversation about spirituality and you being the and you being ta you know having the beautiful gift that you are able to tap into, the guides and so on, and here to and God has blessed you with the gift to support, those that are seeking, the support through their spiritual team. So thank you. Thank you for showing up in the world as Laura and doing the work that you
Well,
do.
and thank you for bringing all this wonderful information because we need people like you to bring that and get that information out there. Because I just look at it as everybody who listens to this show, you have given them the opportunity to hear things like you said at the very beginning that maybe they've never heard before and that they needed to hear. So, and I'll just say that everybody that tunes into this program, guess what? You are meant to hear these words.
Exact. Those were my exact thoughts. Oh my God, we were in tune because that's the exact thing I was thinking. I was like,
Yeah.
whoever shows up is the are the ears that I need to hear this.
Exactly.
But I'm about to close the show out, but I have one more question for you, and the question is, what does becoming unique mean to you?
I think becoming unique is really truly about becoming your authentic self. Okay. And when I say authentic self, I mean the person that you had planned to be when you before you came into this lifetime and before everybody else around you told you who you should be. Okay. And that means parents and teachers and media and religions and nationalities and cultures. Who are you and who did you really want to be, and what service have you come to give to the world? I think that is your uniqueness, and that's what I feel about being unique is being the most authentic that I can possibly be in as many moments as possible, because we all shift back and forth, so.
Thank you. So beautiful. You are nothing but amazingness. I appreciate you coming on to the Becoming Unique podcast.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.